Sports.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You don't want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bitar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
No pill's gonna kill my head. I got a bad case of love.
The doctor is in.
All right, ready. The doctor's in. We're going to take Dr. Bitar where he has never been on Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Rashid Bitar, my friend. Good to be back with you.
Where are you going to take me, Robert? You're kind of making me a little curious here. Where are you going to take me?
I'm just trying to make you nervous. I know it's not easy to do, but we are going to talk about the Council on... We're going to talk about the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR. And no, they're not a... Technically, they're not an ingredient in a vaccine, but I guess they could be.
Yeah, it definitely sounds ominous, doesn't
it? Well, it is, because there's a Rockefeller involved with it. Why do I bring this up, Dr. Bitar? Because there was a big article published by the Refusers, and that was picked up also by our good friend with the OMSJ, Clark Baker. And this was written by Catherine J. Frompovich, who's doing a lot of writing on the vaccine issue. Did you see this one?
Absolutely. I did. It's great.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're going to cover it today.
The topic title, Disease Outbreaks Are Concentrated in Highest Vaccinated Populations, According to the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, when you read this, you think, wait a second, the CFR is admitting that the highest rates of vaccination is resulting in the highest rates of outbreaks? No, they're not admitting that, but it is in their data. They're claiming the opposite. And this is where this story gets rather interesting, because somebody who's not, let's say, a vaccine apologist or a cult follower of vaccination looks at the data and says, wait a second, it doesn't say what they think it says.
Yeah, it's very, very clear, actually, when you look right at their map that they have, the disease map. By the way, Robert, the green dots, what is the designation of the green dots compared to the red dots?
Well, I'm looking at the legend here as well to try and determine this, because it's very complex. It's very layered. It's very detailed. The CFR, in fact, they're not a bunch of dummies there. This is an organization founded by one of the Rockefellers to kind of bring the world's elites together to establish policy and kind of set the stage for what's called the New World Order. So that's the thing we're trying to pick apart here with this article that was published by the Refusers and also picked up by OMSJ. So I'm looking at it as well, and we're both going to, as we go live here today, review this and see what these color differences mean.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to point out, not knowing what the color differences are in these dots.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's whooping cough. I found it. Well, green is the whooping cough.
Whooping cough.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can see that there's a preponderance in North America and in Europe, with a little bit less dissemination saturation in Australia and Southeast Asia. You see a lot in Africa, too, but that's where you see more of the red dots, which I would be more curious to see what that denotes.
Yeah, the red,
but
the
regardless,
red dots indicate measles, and yellow or other, the orangish ones look to be a form of polio.
But what's interesting is that you look at these areas, And of course, Africa, they've used Africa as experimental grounds for some time now. Did I say that? Can I say that? Is that like a bad word?
No, no, you did it. It's exactly an experimental ground for vaccines and other medical drugs that they test out there.
And I don't want to go off on a tangent, but just so that people understand, in our own nation, the experimental populations where things are experimented upon are the prison population and the military.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another topic for another day. Perhaps we can discuss, but that is not exaggeration or another conspiracy theory. That is reality. And we've mentioned before, people can reference a book called Project Daylily. And those people that wrote the book, they're both MD PhDs, and they were both involved with the military with some of the vaccine research that was being done. Regardless, we'll go on and talk about this component. If you see the preponderance on the map, it's very, very clear that areas that either are considered to be the what's the term for the eight nations, the super eight, or
the G8, they call them
the G8, right?
Yeah.
So you look at that, you can see the preponderance of the outbreaks of these diseases are in the industrialized rich countries, the G8.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You see it in Australia, New Zealand, you see it in Europe, and you see it in North America, and then also in the very, very impoverished nations, which are mostly in Africa. But you see a conspicuous absence in some of the other areas, like in South America, in the northern parts of Canada, in the rural parts of Australia, in the northern parts of Africa, which are, you know, Egypt, Libya, those areas, and most of China. Now, they could say, well, a lot of data isn't available for China, but the point being, wherever there's a greater preponderance of vaccinations, mm-hmm. there seems to be, according to this map and the data that was published by the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, there seems to be a higher incidence, higher incidence of disease.
Yeah, this is stunning because although organizations like PBS and other mainstream organizations will take this information and say, see, we need to work harder and get more vaccines out, it belies the fact that if you look at the data or the imagery of all those green dots in America about whooping cough, the reality is the whooping cough vaccine rates are pretty much up above 95%, which is what they claim is necessary for herd immunity.
Right, right. And then the graph below that, that's another interesting one, which actually goes into the mortality rate under the age of 5. That's another fascinating graph because you see the highest mortality under the age of 5 is in the United States, and we're supposed to be the leader of the industrialized nations. And
under 5 years of age, U.S. is leading the nation, the world in mortality. And is there a more vaccinated, almost fully vaccinated population on the planet?
Yeah, and that's amazing. See, because this graph is really, really reflective of what the truth is. You see Sweden, Japan, with 11 vaccines that are given to children between a certain period. And I'm not sure if that's within the first year of life. Is that what it is, Robert?
We're looking at the countries and number of vaccines mandated under 5 mortality rates. And this statistic...
The data is from 2009.
2009 report, yes.
But I don't see what period of time these children were vaccinated. So it would be safe to obviously assume that it's before the age of 5, since it's mortality rates under the age of 5. But I don't know whether this is looking at 11 vaccines, for example, in Sweden, the number 11 denoting 11 vaccines that are given in the first year of life, or those were 11 vaccines total given in the first 5 years of life. But regardless of whatever that commonality is, it's uniform across all these countries. What's interesting is that when you look at this, Sweden with 11 vaccines given, Japan with 11, Finland with 12, are low on the graph with anywhere between 2.5 to 3 in mortality. I think Japan's is a little bit higher at 4. Then you start getting into Norway at 13, Switzerland 16, Australia 27. You're not getting into the mortality rate of 4.5, 5, 5.5. You get into Canada with 28 vaccines given, and you're at a mortality rate of 6. Actually, Australia is 27 vaccines, Canada 28, and they're both right at 6.
Right. Yeah.
Six. The mortality rate is 6. And this is 6 per. What is this? Per 1,000?
Let's see. As we read this properly, I'm hoping I can understand it as well. Because again, it's very complex, but it's beautiful that this has gone through to determine this. All right. So they're talking, yes, the number of vaccines, and the mortality rate, these numbers, in what? In 100,000? I think it's in 100,000.
Yeah. Regardless of whatever it is, it's 6 in Australia and Canada, and in the United States, where we give 36 vaccines within that given period of time, whatever that given period is, whether it's the first year, first 2 years, first 5 years, we hit an incidence of 8. So when you graph this, it is clearly correlated with the number of vaccines. The more vaccines that are administered to a child under the age of 8, the higher the incidence of mortality. We're not talking about getting a disease here. We're talking about death.
Mm-hmm.
So the more the vaccines, the more the rate of death. From Sweden, Japan, Finland, between 11 and 12, that have an incidence of 2.5 to 3, to the United States with 36 vaccines, 3 times the vaccines, with a death rate of 8. So basically a 3-fold increase. It's a direct correlation. It's not anything that is surprising to you or I, Robert, but it is something mm-hmm. that is very reflective of what most people aren't aware of and what the data itself shows of the people that are pro-vaccine anyway.
Right, right. And if we look at, the rates of compliance with the so-called mandated vaccines, you have to question what we've questioned all along, the concept of herd immunity. Because if they're blaming all of these folks who are not getting vaccinated, which I think is usually around 1%, maybe to 2% in certain areas of non-vaccine or vaccine non-compliance, supposedly, it's more than enough to establish what they would claim to be herd immunity.
By far, you're absolutely right. And we understand that really that's something that... what they say is just simply not supported by reality. It's not what's happening. And if it really were happening, then there would be no concern about the people that have not gotten vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. So the vaccination percentage rates, as I'm reading, 94.5% for MMR, 95.1% for DTaP, which includes the pertussis, the whooping cough, which we see is massive on this CFR map that you can take a look at. We've got it linked in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. And you go, wait a second, they always said 95%, you know, magic number, right? Herd immunity. So where is this all coming from? And, of course, the vast majority of cases of whooping cough are happening in vaccinated populations.
And therein lies the truth.
Yeah. So we're going to take our first break here. It is Advanced Medicine Monday. Validating all the things we've been saying, but who knew the CFR would validate what we've been saying, and it's happening. They can no longer hide it. Check out Dr. Pitar's book if you're new to Advanced Medicine Monday. It's called The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, and boy, it's an international bestseller, and you need to get it too. We'll be back to follow up on the CFR report after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37, extension 130.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, make your plans to be in Chicago for the Autism One Conference. You can check it out also, autismdefined.net. A lot of really good things that we're prepping for. Dr. Batar and I will be there. We'll be presenting one of the first nights there, as well as Dr. Batar is doing a doctor workshop and a parents workshop. And I've got a presentation as well, but it's going to be a wonderful time to get together. So I'm encouraging you, if you haven't already planned, autismone.org as well is where you can go to learn about it. And we'll probably bring some of these things because more stats come out to support what we've been in, what you've been saying for years. It's pretty incredible.
Robert, also the autismdefined.net website is a good resource because we've put together a number of things there. Very, very simple, one page, but it's just full of information with the number of videos and PDFs that are downloadable so that people can have one central place to get everything, including my congressional testimony and a webinar that Sherry Tempany and Dr. Marcial Vega did with me regarding the pros and cons of vaccines, prevention of Pandora. So that's been a very popular webinar. So there's a lot of other resources that people have there.
Well, and it's a lot easier to navigate, too. So that makes it a good place. AutismDefined.net. It's linked up in the show notes as well. Check it out. Now, continuing on with the CFR, and I was joking with you about that. You've got your head's full of plenty of stuff. You don't need more of it. But on the issue of global governance and behind-the-scenes elitists trying to run the world, the CFR ranks right up there. And the fact that they've released this report, they're not fly-by-night. They do good work when it comes to analyzing and releasing data. That's not the issue. It's the misinterpretation of the data by the mainstream media trying to say that, oh my gosh, we need more vaccines. And the reality is what they're revealing to you is that the vaccines are actually causing more harm and death.
Absolutely. And it's not just the data itself that's confined in one certain area. It's uniform throughout the entire data that they collected. For example, on that graph that we just talked about, but when you look at Sweden, Japan, Finland, Norway, and going all the way up to the U.S., you know, that's talking about mortality. But when we start looking at the incidence of pathology within that same patient population under the age of 5 years, and we start looking at all the different components And I believe this was just done in the Netherlands, correct? These two graphs, Robert? No vaccinations?
Yeah, I believe so. This is the Netherlands survey, 2004, yes.
It's amazing that when you start looking at things from ear infections, inflammation of the throat, behavioral issues with more aggression, convulsions, those type of things with seizure activity, the need for antibiotics, parents' own subjective SF type, 36 type responses where the child appears to be sickly, eczema, rashes on the skin, the reactive airway conditions like asthma, allergic reactions, aggressive behavior, difficulty speaking, all these things were clearly correlated significantly higher with the fully vaccinated children as opposed to children that had no vaccines. In fact, every one of these criteria that I just mentioned, which was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 different criteria that we just mentioned, every one of them were exponentially higher, seen more frequently with fully vaccinated children as compared to the non-vaccinated children. And in some of the issues, for example, like aggressive behavior, it's virtually not seen at all, or seizure disorder not seen at all with unvaccinated children, but considerably seen. Averages about one or just under one out of every 540 some children.
Interesting. And you talk about aggressive behavior. Wasn't it Harris Coulter that revealed many years ago in his book about violence relationship to vaccination?
It's all related to the mercury and with the denudation of the neurofibrils and how the behavior changes. In fact, I think it was you, Robert, who told me about the Mad Hatter in Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, yes. It worked with the felt hats. And oftentimes, because they work with mercury and working with the felt, that they would go insane. And that's where the Mad Hatter concept came from.
Right. It was all from mercury exposure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so when we talk about the insanity of vaccinations, it's really not an exaggeration, because only an insane population or a diabolical, nefarious insanity would look at these stats and say, we need to vaccinate more. I mean, anybody with a rational sense of any intelligence left in them, unless, again, they're a criminal, they would have to look at this and go, wow, did we really screw up? We better rethink this fast.
Yeah, it's interesting that when you look at the political situations in countries prior to all the major wars, you know, you look at World War II and World War I in Germany and what was being preached to the populations there. And even
hold on, we got to get that history lesson when we come back from this break. We're already at the bottom of the hour. Fast moving, as we always are. Advanced Medicine Monday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Buttar is at drbuttar.com. The links are up, and we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need, and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up as well to the international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And we hope to see Dr. Batar with Ty Bollinger and myself together again. That would be a great reunion in Asheville, North Carolina. We're working on that with Dr. Frank King, July 18th through 21st. So we'll give you a heads up, but a lot of good opportunities to get together with us, and we're looking forward to it. And this is only adding, I don't know if we call it fuel to the fire, Dr. Batar, but this CFR publication and what it actually reveals, not what they want you to think it reveals, but what it actually reveals is absolutely stunning.
Yeah, and it's actually something that, during the break, Robert, we brought up that I think would probably be a good idea for us to talk about on the air, and that is that this is so much information that's when it's put out that is actually, you actually said it well in the previous segment, that if a body puts this information out there, and as long as you're assuming that they're not a nefarious, their intention is positive. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, positive. They're not nefarious, diabolical schemers trying to do some horrible things, besides the fact that the CFR can be described that way occasionally. This report seems to be very legitimate. And again, they lay out the stats and everything. But the thing is about this, how could they come to the conclusion that vaccines are actually good, they're working, they're wonderful, they help the immune system, when the stats reveal the opposite?
Right. It's almost like the facts are the facts, but their interpretation of the facts are so diametrically opposed to what the conclusion should be. It's
right.
Almost like saying every time we take a bath, we get wet. Therefore, we can keep our clothes on because we know we're going to remain dry.
I mean,
it doesn't make any sense at all. So they've taken, they've looked at the sky and they've said that the sky should be blue and everything is exactly the way it's supposed to be. And now they're saying, okay, now we have to start operating from this premise that the sky is green and we must do something about it. And the sky isn't green, it's blue. And no matter how you spin the data, no matter how what you say, no matter what the media says, the sky's still blue. And you're going to get wet. You should take off your clothes before you take a bath so you don't get your clothes wet. You know, it's just an absurd. I hope people are listening going, what the hell is he talking about? I mean, that was so absurd. That's exactly my point. This is an absurd conclusion that they made.
Well, who was it that said if you repeat a lie often enough and you know, say it loud enough, then it will appear to be the truth and people will accept it to be true?
Yeah, I don't know who said that, but I know that that's been used by a lot of politicians, including Hitler.
Yes, exactly. And not only that, but the lie has to be really big. Like you said, the sky is green, not blue. Because it's got to, the more absurd it is for some reason, the more acceptable it will be until one day people wake up and say, the vaccine emperor wears no clothes. And that's what the CFR has readily admitted. They've held the mirror up to the emperor and admitted that we have no clothes, but yet they're saying the emperor is wearing this beautiful flowing robe of gold and sequins or whatever, but he's buck naked.
Right. Actually, that's a very important point because it's directly correlated with how absurd it is. The more absurd, the more believable. Because people don't think that, you know, if it's just somewhat absurd, then there'd be people that question it. But if it's really off-the-wall absurdity, people don't think, well,
they wouldn't lie about that.
Surely, yeah. You know, truth is stranger than fiction type of thing.
Yeah, absurd lies become the truth more than subtle lies become the truth. And that's what we're witnessing here with the CFR report. Once again, thanks to our friends at The Refusers, Michael Belkin for publishing this as well. I'm glad that OMSJ and Clark Baker is also done. I think this is going to go really viral, and I don't think they'll have a vaccine to counteract this one.
They're going to try.
Oh, yeah, I know. Again, this is going to add a lot of good stuff when we get together at Autism One for our presentation. I mean, there's a lot of history here, but to have this come out in such a mainstream, global, globally read report, again, it's stunning. You know, we could say it simply, the Netherlands report observes and acknowledges that the non-vaccinated population are much less likely to have, what do we say, 11 different factors of severe, whether they're called adverse events or whether they're called diseases or syndromes. It's not even a close contest.
Yeah, it's not at all. It's just a very, very sad situation, but the nice thing about it is that more and more people are becoming aware, as we've talked about in the past, and the population at large is no longer as gullible as they once were.
Yeah. Well, they still have their paid lackeys that pretend to be, you know, screaming and yelling at us. We don't pay them as much mind as once before because they are also being seen through. I mean, how do you come to this place where you see that the more vaccinated a population, the more likely it is to contract the very diseases for which they are vaccinating? Again, case in point, the whooping cough, and they're continually trying to spin it as it's those parents that are not vaccinating their kids. And we're talking about, you know, overall a non-vaccine compliance rate or non-compliance rate about 1.8%. I think it's according to the stat, 1.8%. I mean, that's so low. That's below the threshold of this so-called herd immunity. So what are they going to do with this?
They have to make it into the opposite of the truth, because if they don't, they wouldn't be able to survive it. So they rely on people giving them the authority to interpret the data. And thanks to the people that put this out and actually read it and reviewed it and looked at the data and then put this out. And I think we should actually put a video out with this, Robert, because these graphs are very powerful.
Oh, definitely.
They speak volumes, so we should really do that.
Now, Dr. Bitar, do you think that this could have been happening if it weren't for the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act? Remember that? They set up this vaccine court, the Kangaroo Non-Constitutional Court. to resolve, well, let's say, remove all liability should vaccines hurt, maim, or kill anyone?
Well, I think that the is a question that do I think that the vaccine courts had something to do with propagating this information?
No, I'm just thinking about here we are in 2014. If they had never passed this NVIC, National Vaccine Injury Compensation Plan, Court thing, I'm positing that I don't think we would be here today, because had the companies maintained their own liability, that people could have sued them directly for every injury. We already know they were claiming that they couldn't produce these things, so we would have been better off without this act of Congress, so that act of Congress becomes complicit in creating an environment where generations, scores of children have been harmed, injured, killed, or driven into the autism spectrum.
Well, go a step even previous to that, Robert. You know, the thing that actually came before the court issue was the National Vaccine Initiative in 1991, which is when all the problems started to arise because of the incidence of vaccines given at the time of within the first 24 hours of the time of birth. Prior to that, there was an understanding. So vaccines weren't stacked. Vaccines were spread out over a period of time. They didn't start till about a year of age, maybe 6 months of age, and they were dispersed over a specified period of time. So in 1991, the National Vaccine Initiative was begun, where the decision was made that we're going to stamp out childhood diseases. And that's when actually the autism incidence was only 1 in 10,000. And that's where it actually started skyrocketing. I think that the vaccine court issue came subsequent to that, because
court actually happened in 1986, which, as I say, I think it precipitated that 91. If there was that nefarious plot concept, Dr. Bitar, They probably knew they had to set up this court to alleviate all liability.
I didn't know that the courts were before. I thought they were after.
Yeah, so think about it. It makes sense,
though.
You're
absolutely right, because if the courts came before, then somebody knew something beforehand. They were setting
They were
planning for it 5 years ahead of time.
That's what I'm thinking here as we're looking back on this now, that court
Robert, wait a second. This is unbelievable, because think about, remember the movie I told you about, Mercury Rising with Bruce Willis?
Yes.
About a child with autism who broke the national security codes.
Yes. What year was that?
That was in 1983.
Wow.
So there was somebody that was trying to tell us something even before then.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing now. When we get this kind of, you know, that hindsight being 2020, you look at the time frame of this going back and you say, okay, on some level. Now, we're not saying that every congressman probably knew a fraction of this. They just go along with whatever they're lobbied into. That's just the nature of Congress, which is pretty abhorrent and lacking in nature. But if we look at just the act, much less the movie in 83, as you said, they had to put this in place or they could never expanded the vaccine schedule to do what they knew would have happened.
And there was somebody that was trying to warn people, because when you watch that movie, there are too many things in that movie that, I mean, the name of the movie, for God's sake, Mercury Rising, about an autistic child that breaks the national security code, which is, you know, I've told you how intelligent these children are. By raw definition, their cognitive abilities supersede that of their peer group by far. I mean, exponentially, they're more intelligent and able to process more data. I mean, they're just cognitively superior. It seems to be selectively targeting this patient population. Now, this movie comes out, and there's things in that movie that, I mean, it was amazing watching that movie and how many things in that movie are the truth. I mean, real truth. For example, there's a scene where the nurse says, Bruce Willis says to the nurse in the critical care unit, the child's injured. And by the way, the government is trying to get to the kid, and it kills his parents and is going after them. I mean, even the plot is just so, it's just, there's too many things out there that, you know, it couldn't be a coincidence. But there's a scene where the nurse says to the, or Bruce Willis says to the nurse, what's wrong with him? Doesn't he understand? And the nurse says the truth, which is, that's the whole problem. He understands everything, which is the truth. These children far, they understand so much more than we think that they understand. This, when we were at Autism One, you remind me about the child from Norway. I got to tell the story. I was telling one of the other patients who's actually both mother and father are both doctors. The father's an ER doctor, the mother's an infectious disease doctor. And I was telling them the story with the child with Norway. I'm not going to talk about it in the air, but remind me, because when we're at Autism One, I got to show you, demonstrate to you how cognitively superior these children really are.
Yeah, absolutely. Would want to see that. By the way, you can watch Mercury Rising online in Netflix. They have it as one of the movies. It's easy to download from any of these sites as well to see what Dr. Batar is referring to. It's quite extraordinary, eerie, you might say, what they were hinting at. And so this you know, we get a thing like this, the CFR report, that shows the opposite of what the mainstream media is claiming it's showing, which goes to the heart of, you know, the lie has to be really big and bold and so absurd that, you know, everybody's going to believe it, or most everybody. But now we have a lot of small children, just like the old fable, seeing that the emperor is wearing no clothes. The vaccine emperor is buck naked. So when we come back from this break, we're going to wrap it up. But what a stunning revelation this week. And we didn't even mention with Dr. Batar, which I'll have to when we come back, the 30% increase in the stats from the CDC on autism incidents over the last 2 years. So stick around. We've got that and a whole lot more on Advanced Medicine Monday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Scott Bell Show.
We just did some fact-checking on the break. We're two-thirds right, one-third wrong. Mercury rising. When did we say? We thought it was in the 80s, but it was actually 98, right?
Yeah, 1998. Yeah.
Well, all right, so that kind of came after. But listen, the connection between the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act and the court that was set up, and then the following, you know, a few years later, they started expanding the schedule with the National Vaccine Initiative. Again, would not have taken place without the liability elimination for the vaccine manufacturers. So it set the stage, so they knew they had to have that in place in order to do what they were planning to do only a few short years later. Now, with the CDC stats, you saw this. We haven't talked about this yet, Dr. Bitar, but from one in 88 2 years ago to one in 68. I still think that's low compared to what's really happening, but what is your perspective?
That's one in 68 children with autism?
That's what they're saying, within the autism spectrum. That's right.
Yeah, the data that I had heard about was it was like 1 in 53 now.
Yeah, I think that's getting closer to it. And when it comes to boys compared to girls, I think it's, you know, maybe 1 in the 30s. But if we really go to the subtleties, including ADHD, et cetera, we might be talking 1 in 3.
Right. I know that the Centers for Disease Control, the NHANES data that was released in 2003, that talked about the incidence of women with of childbearing age that were mercury toxic was 1 out of 6, and the incidence of children being born with some type of a neurological deficit, which included not only autism and Asperger's, progressive developmental delay, but also the ADHD and ADD diagnoses, that's also 1 in 6. So it used to be 1 in 6. And I've pointed that out over the years, over the last decade, that there's no coincidence. 1 in 6 women of childbearing age are mercury toxic, and this is CDC's own data, and 1 in 6 children of childbearing, 1 in 6 children that are being born in the United States, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, has some sort of a neurological deficit. You know, not 1 in 7, not 1 in 5, 1 out of 6. And I think that speaks volumes.
Yeah, if the moms are mercury toxic, it's going to impact the next generation, and that's what we're seeing here. And even with the issues of supposedly removing thimerosal from the vaccines, we've debunked that, if you can call it that, many times here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that the subcomponents still contain it. They still contain mercury and add that insult to injury. Now aluminum and other adjuvants and things that should never be injected, much less consumed orally in many cases. The people that would cry out against us for speaking out on this, if you gave them the option to drink what's in a vaccine, they would refuse.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Anybody that would be of reasonable intelligence would refuse.
Yeah. So, question here on the CFR report. The data, the graphs, the source, all of these things are linked back to the original. This is a, you know, I'd say a major league revelation today with you talking about this and really, let's say, putting it to them, you know, pointing out that their own data reveals the opposite of what they're claiming. I don't know how they're going to spin it out unless they, you know, just scream louder and louder and louder, which is basically all they have to do.
Yeah, I think that what is happening right now, Robert, what we're doing right now, for example, and you know that there are other people doing it, obviously the OMJ is putting this information out, and there are other organizations that are also going to be hopefully.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be picked up big time.
But here's the funny part. As more and more of this happens, more and more people are going to realize, more people are going to talk to other people. But here's the funny thing. If you talk to an average person that isn't even directly connected with anybody that has autism and you ask them, there are more people that are aware of the controversy, whereas before there were a lot of people that had no idea. They didn't even know that it existed. Now pretty much the entire population knows that they've heard this.
Right.
In fact, I think, what was it, last week, 2 weeks ago, we talked about how the information came out when they pulled it was a JAMA that did that, or Internal
Medicine. I don't remember which one, but what was the result?
Where they were talking about that when they polled people, parents, more than 50% of people believe that there's a correlation between vaccines and autism.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah. Again, that's revelatory in its own right, because it means that the tipping point has been achieved with vaccines. And they're desperate to contain it by putting out a bold-faced, bald-faced lie from the CFR, the interpretation of the data being opposite of what it actually is really revealing. So,
and I think what we should need to do, Robert. I think we need to put out a video with those graphs where we talk about that first thing that came out where people, when they were polled, that was published.
Well, let's get Josh on it right away. We're out of time here. Can you believe how fast this went today?
It went very fast.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, look, mark your calendars. Autism One in May, and maybe we'll be together in July in Asheville with Dr. Frank King. Check it out. Dr. Bitar, another wonderful Advanced Medicine Monday. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Robert.
We just have to remind each and every one of you out there the God's honest truth that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.